Advocates for tenants fear a spike in evictions will occur in Massachusetts once a federal moratorium ends on July 31st. Since a statewide moratorium ended last October, more than 18,000 eviction cases have been filed. Legislation's been introduced on Beacon Hill that would pause evictions and foreclosures to give tenants, homeowners, and small-scale landlords time to access the more than $400 million in housing assistance currently available in Massachusetts. The Springfield City Council voted unanimously Monday night to approve a resolution supporting the state bill. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with City Councilor Jesse Letterman, the resolution's lead sponsor.
The state legislation is House Bill 3030 and Senate Bill 1802, which is referred to as an act to prevent COVID-19 evictions and foreclosures and promote an equitable housing recovery. And what this bill would do is put a framework in place for the year ahead to make sure that we avert what is really a looming eviction and foreclosure crisis, the likes of which we have not seen since the housing bubble burst in 2007 and 8. So what we're looking to make sure is that families and cities like Springfield are able to actually access the money that has been made available for housing assistance. This is also very important for landlords, especially small landlords who own fewer units, who are seeing a similar problem in terms of making sure that they're able to keep all of their properties straight. It is already a bill that has received sponsorship and co-sponsorship from members of the Springfield delegation. And as the third largest city in Massachusetts, we want to go on record to make sure that the legislature understands how important this is.
So is this like an eviction moratorium, extending an eviction moratorium, at least on the state level, once the CDC moratorium ends in July 31st?
It would not be as broad as the eviction and foreclosure moratorium that existed previously under the state of emergency, but it would require that more steps be met before an eviction or foreclosure could actually take place. It would require that there be an assurance that the individuals who are facing eviction or foreclosure have had a chance to actually access the housing assistance that is available. It includes other provisions to make sure that in the event that for some reason a landlord refuses to take the housing assistance and be able to allow the family to stay in their home, that they could have the housing assistance paid to them for the purposes of finding a new home. It also does pause no-fault evictions. So these are evictions where there is not a reason to evict. It is just simply being done because no-fault evictions have been legal in Massachusetts before. So it would put a pause on those to stabilize the market. Again, of course, this would not apply to, situations where individuals have not paid their rent or have, refused to take advantage of the resources that are available. It also wouldn't apply, of course, to any type of public safety situation. So what it is really is just putting a framework in place to make sure that we're able to come out of the pandemic and have our housing situation in our community stabilized.
Is there a lot of concern in Springfield about the possibility that people will face eviction once this moratorium ends?
There have been over 1,000 eviction cases filed in Springfield Housing Court. There's been over 18,000 filed across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And, once July 31st hits, those will be, it's our understanding, eligible for execution. And so that would represent a crisis scenario. The system is not equipped to handle the number of individuals who would be displaced under that number. And so that's why it's critical for the state to take action. Certainly, much work has been done throughout the pandemic to make sure that people are able to stay in their homes, whether they are tenants or homeowners. We've seen hundreds of millions of dollars made available. However, only about $40 million of that money has actually been dispersed. And, it was a very slow start. Because the system was so overwhelmed. Our regional administrative agencies have been doing around-the-clock work and certainly staffing up to meet that need, and they've been supported certainly by community organizations that have been working with individuals to help them access resources. But we need that system to be able to have time to still work. And so, we want to see this framework put into place, because to simply allow all of the protections to expire without any further framework is not going to best serve our communities.